Shape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Cthulhu by Keith Herber. Well, speaking of skill points and lab coats, let's go ahead and get started. Somebody want to catch us up on last time? Or does skill points and lab coats really just say it all?
That's as much as I got.
Well, we were attacked, weren't we? That was, or one of us was. Manny? Was it Manny who was attacked?
Yes.
Because he / she was on her own. Now we all feel a little bad that we had ostracized him like that. Some kind of face hugger? Where did we find out where
tentacle.
It came from? Did it just appear, or
we found out that it's something that can be summoned to from another plane to deal with one's enemies?
Yeah, it was mentioned by Baron Huffman in one of his writings.
So we've clearly pissed off some powerful people.
Good job. Both as punkers and as investigators.
So there was a bit of a fight with this thing. Then in the morning we discovered there had been some strange lights seen over the Bay Area. And there was also a news article or a TV news piece about a new NWI research facility. So we decided it would be good to go there and try and burn it down or investigate it and then burn it down. So we did. We went there, signed up for a tour, except for... Was it the FBI agent who got scared?
No, Lionel. Lionel's feeling a little paranoid.
Yeah, okay. So someone didn't join the tour. We go into the facility and they've got all kinds of exciting things. Wind tunnels, transistors, models of the solar system, cloning salamanders for food, which seems rather strange. While this was going on, Kimberly and Sylvia attempted to break away from the main group to go investigating, quickly hit a dead end, and after a bit of fast talk, left the facility without being detained further. Then... the rest of the group who continued with the tour found a sign saying plot this way, so they followed it and found huge robots, destroyed equipment, German notebooks, all kinds of exciting mathematics that proved the existence of parallel dimensions. That is about it, I think.
Well, that sounds...
It doesn't feel right not having Steve here to do this.
It is a little awkward.
Having to diversify a little bit now and again.
Yeah.
Don't like change.
So, as I have it... Agent Patrick and Mr. Warwick had just entered the office. Mr. Wheeler was going to make his way out, having grabbed a notebook and feeling apparently that was important enough to get that out. That must be rescued. And was going to try to leave. Whereas everyone else, Ms. McEwen, Dr. Galloway, Ms. Peterson, Ms. MacArthur, and Mr. Cockrell, we're all hanging around out in the parking lot.
Right.
With a number of other people.
Right.
Mr. Wheeler, I think you're right. Let me take the notebook. I'll get it out safely for the group. You keep going.
Okay. Sure. Good back then.
Keep walking. I will walk out the way we came. The slightly dazed look on my face, like, oh man, where'd the tour group go? In case somebody sees me.
Okay. Why don't you give me a luck roll?
That's a hard success.
Yeah, okay. So you make your way kind of back out, and you can see, your tour group has exited the building, so you can kind of quickly rush and catch up to them. And you can see that the tour guide is collecting everyone's pins.
Sorry, I will walk up and hand over my pin.
Okay. He takes it. Let us cut out to those in the parking lot. Specifically, now why don't you all five of you make a spot hidden roll?
Good, because I want to check and make sure that those the two were not followed or otherwise have not dragged the trap to us out in the parking lot.
Okay.
I get not a success, however.
Okay.
I get a hard success.
Well, I also get a hard success.
I spot nothing.
Regular success.
Well, not you, Mr. Patrick, because you're still dealing with the group. So, kind of as you're doing that, everyone else is. Who was that a success from? Mr. Warwick and
Kimberly.
Miss McEwen, yes. So as you're kind of hanging around, drinking orange juice, you see Mr. Patrick, you see Agent Patrick come out of the building, kind of jog a little bit, catch up with his tour group, and return his pin. And out of the corner of your eye, you see someone kind of brush up almost, but not quite, against Mr. Cockrell and then turn quickly and walk away.
That's not good.
I don't notice it.
So. Nope.
I'm too busy trying to figure out if somebody's doing that to somebody else.
Well, they almost brushed against him, or they did brush against him?
Almost brushed against him.
What does this person look like?
A nondescript younger fellow, maybe early 30s. kind of business casual dress, neat hair. You would be willing to believe that he might have tried, that he might have either tried to or did slip something into Mr. Cockrell's pocket.
I'll walk over to him. Hey, check your pockets.
Huh? What?
I'm going to I want to turn around and kind of keep watching this guy, see where he goes.
I will check my pockets.
Okay. Mr. Warwick, the fellow in question, walks up to the people greeting the public as they arrive. Right, so kind of the same, college students that you first talked to, sign the list and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts engaging them in conversation. How are things going? How's your day?
Oh, it's going well. Thank you, sir. Very glad to have the job. Oh, we're getting such good business. This kind of, and they have a little conversation like that. Mr. Cockrell, you find something that wasn't there before.
How is it paper? Is it something? I'm just feeling it for now.
It is a piece of paper.
I will try to palm it and look at it in that way that would be totally obvious to anyone, but I think is secretive.
Okay. Do you want to make a...
I'd like a sleight of hand, actually.
Sure.
Just to see how it goes. I'm fairly good at, and I happen to roll an 01.
Nice. Yep.
Uselessly, but...
You can kind of look down. It is a piece of paper folded in two. It is a handwritten note.
Okay.
And it reads, NWI knows who you are. They know what you're doing. Meet me at Pier 39 this evening, and I can help.
I will pass it to Fenton, who is right next to me. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we knew that they knew, but...
Yeah. Confirmation is actually, you know, nice for once.
This doesn't seem like a threat, but I'm worried this could still be another trap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but do we really have any other choice?
Mexico.
Can't they send those things after us wherever we go?
Mexico is probably always the other choice.
Well, I thought, I don't know. Do we think that NWI and Lang Fu are connected? Is everything connected?
They've got to be.
I think it's got to be.
Well, I mean, obviously Lang Fu's a client. He's been receiving the blue stone.
Blue John, yeah.
But I don't know if NWI is just... Well, maybe they're all together. Yeah, I guess we meet this guy. Did you see? You saw something, huh, Fenton?
Yeah, so this... and if I can, Jim, if the guy's still around, I'll give, you know, a subtle nod over towards the area he's in. This,
yep, he is. You certainly like, can.
Looks like he works with NWI. But I overheard him saying just now he was new, so let's not blow up his spot right here, but I think we should meet him later. It seems like maybe we found someone else interested in the activities of NWI.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll...
Who may have done a better job of getting on the inside.
Mr. Patrick, would you give me a spot hidden or a listen roll?
I will give you the spotting of the hidden things with a regular success.
Your tour... Actually, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just going to say my listen is also a success, if you prefer one over the other.
No, spot hidden is a little more interesting. Your tour guide, having collected all the pins from your tour group... has counted them more than once. And he looks a little concerned.
I don't know what to do. I will. Do I see the others in the parking lot?
Yes. Everyone except for Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Warwick.
Yeah, I will walk over to them and say, so how do you get in touch with people when you're not next to them? You guys have phone or radios?
I'd look at them dumbly. Letter, telephone, what are you talking about?
Walkie-talkie.
We don't have any walkie-talkies.
Oh. Huh. Well, that's probably going to be a problem then for our friends who are inside then. It seems like the guard has figured out that they're missing him. Did you return your pin?
Yeah, they took it back when I said I wasn't going to go on the tour. I don't know if it got back to the tour guide, though. He could be missing mine still.
Well,
I did have
maybe
a question, though, Jim. Is the pins, we didn't, when they, the pins each have a number on them.
That is correct.
But they're not, they didn't put our number next to our names, as far as I understood it. That we signed in first, and then we got the pins with sort of arbitrary numbers.
Arbitrary numbers from 1 to 25, yes.
Right, but they're not explicitly attached to our names.
Correct.
Okay. We also gave fake names there, didn't we?
Right. But
I think we should get out of here before they
people come out.
You
think we should leave them?
They're smart enough to.
They don't have any transportation. We have to wait.
Hmm.
Well, we weren't necessarily connected to them all. I mean, now we are because you guys came around and started talking to us all, but sort of blew that idea of pretending we weren't all together.
Now, speaking of not all together, let's cut to the office. Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Warwick.
So there was that other door at the end of the room, right?
Yep.
So we were going to go into that room.
It's not me, right? I was outside still.
No, you were with me, and I think you got confused, Max.
I heard you
talking, but didn't want to say anything. You were not outside.
Well, Jim said all five of you give me roles. So I was assuming I was outside. Oh well.
Yeah, no. I think the three of you were the ones inside, though, right?
Yes.
And then,
yep. Yeah. And then Agent Patrick switched places.
Took
with
notebook.
Yeah,
Max, it's probably not a good idea to blame the keeper for your mistakes. I mean, that's just going to invite ire on the whole party.
You're stuck here with me.
Pretty sure it's just going to be on me. But, I'm used to that. So I'll transfer that good spot hidden roll to Edwin's character then.
Yep. So, you find yourselves in an office.
Okay. Is it empty? What do we see?
It is
How
not.
How many desks?
There is a desk. It is quite cluttered. There is actually a cot in the office as well, and some clothes hanging on the wall.
What type of clothes are they? Like normal civilian clothes, or?
Yeah, like a couple business suits.
Okay.
Kind of rumpled, nothing too fancy, but the desk is fairly cluttered. There are a number of papers on it.
Okay, they are the papers.
Start searching.
Okay, you can kind of flip through the papers very kind of quickly on top. There is a sheaf of papers stapled together, which appears to be some kind of scientific report of something called Blue John.
Grab it.
There is a letter, which is almost the first thing you see right on top, addressed to someone named Dr. Dieter, and it is signed Lang Fu. And it reads, th- They are here in San Francisco. It gives the name of a hotel and a couple room numbers, which you recognize as being your hotel and your room numbers. Activate the machine.
Oh, bad, it blew up.
Wow. Okay. All right.
spot hidden rolls.
I didn't pass.
I'll burn the three luck to make that a hard success.
Okay. I'm kind of going through the desk, you know, kind of just flipping through, you know, pulling open the drawers and flipping through stuff. You also find a folio that is the label on it. It has the NWI logo. And it is titled Ship-to-Ship Navigational System. And inside the folio are a number of what you at least kind of generally recognize as wiring diagrams and a few schematics. And a couple of them are labeled prototype. And from the outline of the schematics, they look like the robot in the other room that you saw.
How is there a, does it specify how to use it? Like, you need to, is that a kind of an exoskeleton or?
Yeah, what'd you say? You said it said ship to ship transmission?
Navigational system.
Ship to ship navigational system, but it's for this robot. Weird. You want to go back and check out the robot now that we have the diagram?
Yeah, we should. We should. Let's finish going around the room. Is there anything else?
There is not. You can both make listen rolls.
I wonder if we should take suits also. You know, pretend to be from
you want from the corporate office.
Yeah,
HQ 08.
The dry cleaners?
Ooh. Good, because I failed.
You hear footsteps. Not running, not stomping, not a whole lot, just a couple.
It's okay, sounds like we're gonna be hiding.
Hello, is there anyone here?
Hide.
Behind the desk, I guess.
It's the voice of a young woman.
Who's all?
Can make stealth rolls.
Well, I fail at that stealth roll. Save yourself.
Fail.
No. No. So, Jim, were there lab coats there, or it was just suits?
Yes, there were some lab coats.
All right, quickly throw on a lab coat, cover up the pin, and I guess sit down at a desk and look like we're working on some diagrams or something like that.
Good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I will actually, you know, go ahead and open the door.
You see a young woman. Oh, I'm sorry. We're looking for two of the tour group members. They seem to have gotten lost. Have you seen anyone?
No, we haven't. This is a restricted area. They shouldn't be around here.
Fast talk roll.
I will burn 5 to pass that roll.
Oh, well, they must be somewhere else then. If you see them, just, you know, please escort them out the building.
Will do. Is the tour already over?
No, there's another one. There should be another one starting here in any minute, but. Okay. Oh, this
I'll take it to whoever is leading that tour.
More people keep getting lost. I don't understand.
Oh, this is kind of a maze.
Okay, that's a little interesting, that comment. People keep getting lost.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep looking. If you see them, just escort them out. That's fine.
Okay, no problem. Who else? Is this just this group, or you mean people from other groups? We haven't seen anyone.
Oh, well, that's good.
Who got lost?
No, there's been some people from some of the earlier tour groups. Too many college students. They just want to poke their nose in and poke around.
Sure. Well, if we see anyone, we'll take them to tour guide.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. I think Dr. Dieter is getting a little frustrated with the whole thing, but yeah.
Of course.
Mr. Chandler said we had to do these tours, so we just try to keep people from causing any trouble, and hopefully the public gets something out of all this.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
Have a good day. And she kind of goes on about her business, occasionally calling out.
I kind of leave the door open and waiting for my partner in crime to leave with me to the robot room.
Yep.
Then we got the papers, Jim, just the ones with the
illusion.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the diagrams as well, yeah. Okay, so we go to the road room.
Yep.
And what do we want to do here?
The machine was broken, right? The machine that was in this room.
Well, there's the robot, and there is a broken machine of some description.
Right. So on the way out, the broken machine. If there is anything else, how big is this machine? Does it make sense that this was a machine that they were talking about in that letter, or do I get the feeling that, you know, this looks important enough, or just like something they were working on?
Well, it certainly looks important because if for no other reason than it's not that it's something that was not part of the tour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, can I do a mechanical repair to see if I can damage it for good?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, that is a pass.
Okay.
You
recognize though that there's not really a whole lot that you could do more to it. Other than, you know, maybe just keep smash it with a hammer more or something like that. You can tell that, you know, I mean, all the circuitry is fried and burnt, and you know, portions of it are cracked, and you know, whatever it is, it's not even, you know, whether or not they could build a second one. I mean, you know, if they built one, they could probably build a second one, but clearly no one is repairing this one.
Okay, got it.
Now, what about this robot? Does it look like it's weaponized? Is this a killbot?
So it has these kind of cylinders sticking out from it, or holes with cylinders in them, which you would be willing to believe could be some, could resemble some kind of weapon. You've probably seen enough 80s science fiction movies to see, a little gun port, a little gun extending out. You could believe that would be the case.
Briefly, we're referring to this to also kind of a transportation device, ship to ship.
Navigation.
I wonder if maybe the robot can actually fly,
does the robot look like it has enough space to fit people in it, or is it not big enough for that?
No, it does not.
And it's not an exoskeleton type of robot, right?
That is correct.
It's not a Gundam? Oh, darn.
Yeah. So, what is powering this robot, Jim?
Hard to say.
I wonder if we could...
Okay.
I wonder if we could set this thing on, kill mode, create a distraction and slip our way out.
Kill all those students are on the next tour. we could try that, yeah. But, okay, what about the instructions we got from the other room? Are they clear enough on how to operate this machine?
Electrical repair?
Uh-oh.
No, I do have mechanical repair. That works.
Oh,
I'll roll.
I rolled a 19. I could burn 9 luck to make that a success.
Nice. Let me check if I can get less than 10 points. No, 84. Never mind.
All right, success.
Okay. So that you could figure it out with enough time to study the plans.
I was going to say, oh, what luck. There's a big button here that says kill mode. how much time do I estimate that would take?
A few hours.
Oof. That's rough. Well, I say we just steal the wiring diagrams and try and skedaddle.
Yeah, let's get out of here. So there was nothing. At least we know where they are located. We need to bridge into the facility again. So let's get out of here.
So you guys just going to, with your lab coats and your stolen papers, just walk out of the building and join the others? Or?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, unless,
Go ahead, Randall.
Yeah, no, if we come out and there's another group of students, then just let us know.
So as you come out of the building, there is another group. Another group of the public standing there. When the tour guide is talking to them, he said, I'm sorry, the tour will be delayed just a few minutes. We're having trouble locating a couple people from the previous tour group. And it's important not to wander away from the group, please. But hopefully it should just be another few minutes and we'll have them track down and escort them out of the building. Then we can get going with our tour.
Okay, so I will pretend to be reading, one of the papers that I have and keep walking.
Okay. You can make your way across the parking lot to join the others.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Remove my coat, leave it under one of the cars.
Yeah, let's go.
We need to get out of here. We found some papers for a project.
All right.
And Chandler
I want to see if they've been followed also.
Everyone can make a spot hidden roll.
All right. I succeed on this guy.
I also succeed.
Ooh. 0-4. Extreme.
Dr. Galloway also succeeds a lot. Spotting.
They do not appear to have been followed.
All right. Yeah, let's leave. We have a date this evening.
Oh.
I don't know when, but sometime this evening. I guess we'll scout it out.
Nice.
Sorry, the note said 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So
we still have time to get to
time to go to over these documents.
Yeah, what'd you all find out in there?
Well, we found a letter.
The break room sucks.
I'll describe what the letter read.
Yeah, and I'll describe the robot.
Shit. Well, I guess that means now we know that Leng Fu and NWI are definitely
in bed
together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't suppose anybody here speaks German, do they? And I'll pull out the notebook.
Oh. I feel like Celia speaks German.
That sounds familiar for some
reason.
She did.
So we could probably spend a few hours while we're waiting for our 6 o'clock date, see what that says.
But we need to, obviously move out from that hotel or don't get to the hotel at all. Like, I don't have anything there of value. Everything of value is, with me.
Yeah, you mean us, right?
No, I don't have any.
No, we've been traveling.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we could find another place pretty easily. I keep looking around, see who's following us.
Yeah, I guess the question is, how did they find us in the first place?
Yeah, which one of you led them to us?
I suspect that
look
after,
at the new people.
We crashed the beach party. Maybe we're followed. We didn't notice. It was too dark. Too many people there. Running.
Maybe.
Maybe since we went to the temple. If Leng Fu was the one informing on us, saying that we're here.
Yeah.
Was there a date on the letter, Jim?
No, there was not.
Yeah, well, let's do that and see what we can get out of these wiring diagrams. Do you think we should take these somewhere or study them somehow? Or
I mean, if we can. I mean, this thing was called a ship-to-ship navigation system, but it was a robot that looked like a killbot.
Well, do you know someone that we can trust? Go ahead.
I was just going to say this machine they tried to set against us, and then that didn't work. And then I wonder if that's why they sent that face sucker thing.
Or maybe it did. You know, maybe it did, and that's what the thing that created or
maybe think it called it.
Miss MacArthur pipes up at that point, and she says, "Yes, that's what this notebook is talking about. It's talking about some kind of machine, and they were experimenting with it, and it looks like the machine is supposed to." Like open some kind of rift between dimensions and summon something.
Yeah,
oh, that's great.
Sounds like the portal that we run into on those tunnels back in Peru.
But the last entry says that they activated it. Very, very early this morning, just about the time that Lucy was attacked, and it worked, but then the machine blew up, and they're not sure why yet.
Oh, that's good. Hate to think that we have one of these coming at us every night. Assume it'll take them a while to make a new one. How long did it take them to make this? Julia, based on the notebook here.
They've been working on it for at least a year.
And does this thing include sort of the how-to, or is it mostly just the what?
The how-to build?
Yeah, like the plans and so forth, or is it?
No, it doesn't. Sort of it does, it's just a log. Doesn't include that kind of detail.
So they probably still have the drawings or whatever, but maybe not having this information will slow them down as they rebuild. It's going to be faster the second time, of course. So what time is it roughly? Early afternoon or?
By the time you get to the Fisherman's Wharf Denny's, turn across the bay, it's probably around noon.
Okay.
And so then as you're having this discussion and Ms. MacArthur is continuing to read the German notebook and Mr. Warwick is studying his electrical plans and you're having this discussion, you know, early afternoon, mid-afternoon, whenever you want
down
it
on
to
the
be.
Wharf. That's near Pier 39, right? If we're down on the wharf there,
yep.
I mean, roughly speaking.
Yes.
Walking distance. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I might always go to a Denny's when you come into town, because that would seem like a way they could track you down pretty quickly.
Well, there's a lot of them, but yeah, I guess so. When we can, I mean, there wasn't any in some of these countries.
What is that?
I don't know how they live. I was going to go take a walk around the pier while you guys are reading all these notebooks and stuff. Although, I actually have a huge electrical repair. I should probably sit and study the wiring diagram stuff.
Yeah, you should.
That's actually my thing. I'm remembering. maybe somebody else can scope out the pier.
Well, I'll go check out the pier. Does anyone else want to come with me?
Sure, sure. The professor tags along.
Oh, yeah, we'll go for sure. As
well. Oh, we're all going.
Everyone except for Mr. Warwick and Mr. Cockrell.
Well, and maybe...
I'll go.
If Julia is still reading the notebook. Those are the only two big things, right? The notebook and then the wiring diagram stuff. Yeah, so maybe we'll spend time with those.
Okay. Mr. Cockrell, why don't you make an electrical repair roll?
Ooh, that is... I'm going to spend 1 point of luck to make it a hard success. I also have electronics, if that's any better.
You can roll. You could have rolled that as well. That's fine.
All right. It would have been a normal success on electronics, but
okay.
Yeah, anyway.
So you can study the plans. The peer group, the tourist group. Leave Denny's, walk across the street, down a little bit. Pier 39. The smell of funnel cake wafting. Funnel cake and fish sticks. Permeates the air.
What a combo.
There are many tourists going in and out of the shops and taking pictures of the sea lions and looking across the bay at Alcatraz.
Does anybody seem to be following us or look unusual as we walk around?
Spot hidden rolls.
Nope.
Ooh.
I spot something.
I also spot something, making that an extreme success.
So this is San Francisco in the 80s, so yes, there are lots of people that look unusual, but you don't particularly see anyone following you.
Okay. Well, at least we ruled out that we weren't being followed. Better than the not knowing.
So this particular pier, I don't know if we're there yet, but is it crowded?
It is fairly crowded. There are a lot of tourists. There's a lot of tourist shops. You know, there's a merry-go-round. There's a lot of, you know, t-shirts and knickknacks and, you know, yay San Francisco stuff. some restaurants, some you know, little snack shops. You can get cotton candy and funnel cake and snow cones.
I guess we will just while away the day till we head back to the Denny's.
Okay. back at the Denny's, Mr. Cockrell, as you're studying the plans with your very good success. So yeah, although it is labeled as ship-to-ship navigational system, clearly what's being described here is some kind of electrical weapon that appears to have just been mounted in the robot. Although there are diagrams for a box that would appear to control the robot remotely, which is wildly complicated, but you think that if you had the box in front of you, you could probably figure out how to control the robot.
So more interestingly, perhaps, to me, is it a RF remote control?
Yes.
'Cause I think the two things I would be interested in working on then, or thinking about how to work on, is some sort of jammer for the radio frequency and some kind of a Faraday cage armor, some sort of a suit with wires running through the clothing that would perhaps block the electrical weapon.
So the jammer, you figure you could, you know, given a couple hours and access to a Radio Shack and a table, you could probably build something that would broadcast a jamming signal. That's fairly straightforward. The diagrams give the operating frequencies, so it's just a case of, you know, making enough noise at those frequencies, and that should do it. Some kind of Faraday cage suit, that one's, you can make a physics roll. How's that?
Sure. Do I have physics?
have at least 1% of it.
I have at least 1%, exactly. Nope.
Sounds like an interesting idea, but difficult.
All right, well, I will, I guess, yeah. So that takes me some hours, and eventually they come back, it sounded like.
Yep.
So, hey, do we still have time? I'd like to get to a Radio Shack before 6 o'clock, if we have time.
Oh, one other thing before I forget. Oh. Dr. Galloway, can you make a geology roll?
Yes, I think I can. No.
Oh, okay.
Forget it.
Never mind then. You did take a quick look, I presume, I would have presumed, at the report on the Blue John, and it is, it clearly is some kind of scientific analysis, but yeah, geology is not really your forte, so. Hard to tell. So the group is once again together in Denny's.
Yeah. Well, guys, what do you think? Can we take a run out? I don't know where the nearest Radio Shack is. It's probably not very near, but this, what kind of weapon is this? Like, what do I think it would do to a person? Is it, yeah.
What it would do to a person, you don't know.
I mean, is it like a group or an individual? Can I tell, like, is it sort of a field or a lightning bolt?
So you can tell from the plans that the one that they've built and stuck in the robot appears to be a scaled down prototype of what they eventually intend to build.
Ooh, okay.
But it projects some kind of energy. That's really all you know.
All right. In some kind of a field, probably. Not focused.
Oh no, very definitely focused.
Maybe focused. Oh, focus. Okay, so it's a laser, but not a laser.
Right.
Okay. Oh, interesting. So I will explain that. Yeah, I think they're building a ship destroying, or maybe a mountain destroying weapon or something. I mean, if they wanted to set off I don't know how big the real one is, but if they wanted to set something off, earthquake, volcano, bomb. Who knows with these people?
But this machine isn't anything that could send these face-hugging creatures at us.
No, that's the other machine that broke.
Oh, okay.
This is the robot.
Interesting.
It is a remote control killbot.
I was right.
Yeah. So I think we can figure out a way here to, at least if it comes after us, to prevent it from being effective.
Okay. Well, that's promising.
Yeah.
I'm sure if we make them angry enough, they will end up sending it after us.
Seems likely. So. Yeah, I'll go do some shopping.
Okay. By this time, it's probably going on 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Mr. Cockrell, you can certainly make your way to the nearest Radio Shack.
Do you want to come meet up before this peer meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely want to be there for the peer meeting because it was. I mean, he put the note in my pocket.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah, I should probably be there too. Hopefully, one of you will recognize him. You saw him. You got a good look at him, right? Seemed like.
Well, that was before I found out that I was in the.
Oh, that you weren't there. Right. Right. Somebody got to look at him, I think.
Oh, yeah. So, Mr. Cockrell, you're going to go buy your components?
Yep.
And then make your way back?
Yep.
Okay. You have a shopping bag full of electrical parts.
Excellent.
I like this plan. Sounds like something Nick would have suggested to do.
And it's almost 6 o'clock.
All right. So what'd you see on the pier? Did you see any likely places to hide or camp out or anything?
I had completely forgotten that's what you wanted us to go there for. I really thought we were just walking around.
Oh, great.
Okay. I don't know if you ever told us that was what your plan was. So we're wandering around like, huh, okay.
Well, maybe you noticed something.
I don't know. Jim, did we notice anything? Any good places to hide near the pier?
Oh, there's tons of places to hide, yeah.
Well, then, this meeting's at 6:30. I will tell the group, I'm just going to go around the pier and wait earlier and just sort of scope it out. Just sort of wait with a newspaper and sit in a bench and watch the pier. Look for our contact. Yes, I don't know who it looks like, but look for anybody who looks suspicious. Do a stakeout.
Okay.
So I will get there a half hour or so early, newspaper in hand, sit on a bench or whatever, and watch the peoples.
Okay. Spot hidden.
Nope. There are a lot of peoples.
Okay.
It's hard to watch them all.
So when the time of the meeting comes, who's going to go? Is everyone going out on the pier or back out of the pier, or some people hanging back? Or
I'll go publicly. But some of Galloway. You should definitely hide.
Galloway comes on with the front lights going there.
I'll hang back and watch.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about doing the same, maybe from different angles, you know, just to make sure that we kind of protect him, you know, protect the other group.
Okay. Ms. McEwen?
I will go to the meeting.
Okay. And Dr. Galloway, sorry, which are you?
Yeah.
Are you with the hiding group or the meeting group?
No, the meeting group. Okay. I want to be there for the talks.
Excellent.
The meeting group. Okay. And we'll leave Ms. Peterson and Ms. MacArthur at Denny's.
Probably best.
So it's Galloway and
Kimberly.
Kimberly, Anderson. Who are at the meeting. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
With Lionel.
You make your way back out onto Pier 39. There's still quite a few people around. A lot of tourists. The restaurants are filling up. The evening dinner crowd. You make your way down the pier. Mr. Cockrell, a gentleman walks up to you. Mr. Sure. Cockrell, thank you for coming.
Who are you?
Philip Juergens.
Philip Juergens. Nice to meet you, I guess.
Mr. Patrick, from your hiding place, would you make an idea roll, please?
That's a pass. Regular.
As you see this gentleman come up to and address Mr. Cockrell, you know you recognize him. You've seen him somewhere before.
I guess I will just focus on that.
In Washington.
Oh. Huh. Okay. Well, I will continue to try to rack my memory for that while also looking around to see if anybody else is looking at him, looking at us.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Cockrell.
Sure. Yeah. What, it's obvious they know about us. What's your stake in this game?
Well, I've been working undercover at NWI for a couple months now, trying to figure out what Dieter and Chambers are up to. I think they're working for some Chinese gang member or something like that, but
yeah, Ling Fu.
He's
a spiritual leader here in San Francisco and maybe elsewhere.
Oh, I see. Okay. I know that. Yeah, in NWI, it definitely knows who you are. I've heard Dr. Dieter talking with Edward about you. I don't know what you guys have been up to, but they're very upset.
Yeah, they should be. I think, to put it briefly, they're trying to destroy the world.
He kind of looks at you for a moment. Well, I don't know about destroying the world, but I can tell you that Washington is very concerned with their activities. My boss,
what do you think of
Albertson, he's been trying to get the higher ups to pay attention and maybe raid their offices, but just don't have enough evidence yet.
Are you you like FBI or something?
Yeah, yes, I'm with the FBI.
What have you learned about some electronics weapon they're making?
Oh, the one in the robot?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're calling it a navigation system. I think that's just a cover, though. But yeah,
it is.
Yeah, whatever it does, the one that they built and put in the robot that they've been testing is, whew, wow! I can't imagine what a bigger one would be. I've seen it activated a couple times, and wow, it does some damage. Let me tell you.
Okay.
It's like something out of a movie.
Yeah. What have they been using it against? Like just stuff or people or animals?
Animals and bricks, concrete walls. They're trying it against a number of different materials just to see how it reacts.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust them at all. I think they seem to have some kind of spiritual bent that's a little different. I don't know if you've picked up on that at all.
That would certainly make sense from some of the things, from some of the conversations that I've overheard Dr. Dieter having with the Chinese fellow, and there was someone else that Dr. Dieter just referred to as Baron. I have no idea who he was talking to there.
Hoffman, he's 1,000 years old.
I think you've been watching too many movies. I was
afraid you'd say that. I think you're probably pretty useless to us.
Killer robots and death rays are probably enough without bringing immortals to the picture.
Uh-huh.
I've been hoping to be able to get in and try to sabotage the robot, but I don't think I can do it myself.
What?
I think if we work together, we should be able to. And I can get you guys into the building if you can help me.
I look at Kimberly and Ronald, and I especially look at Kimberly. Raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, Kimberly rolls her eyes.
Kind of thing, huh?
Kimberly can hit it with her skateboard.
Yeah. I feel like we could have done it this morning. We were in there.
Well, if we go later tonight, there shouldn't be anyone around other than a couple guards. And I've managed to smuggle out a couple of security passes.
Well, I failed my psychology role, so I guess I'm game. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, wait a second. How do you know that they know about us?
Because they've been talking about us. You heard them.
Just randomly over coffee, talking to this new guy about us causing problems.
Apparently.
Well, I'm Dr. Dieter's assistant. I spend a lot of time with him.
Well, and you guys would know after we had rejoined the group that we found the letter.
Oh, and I totally believe. I believe that what he's saying is true. I just am not sure I trust that it's not a trap to bring us into the building.
Yeah.
Nothing he said is untrue, although he's obviously dumb about the supernatural. But, you know, what can you expect?
It sounds very convenient. Yes.
Exactly.
You guys can make psychology rolls.
Yeah, I failed mine.
10% chance. No.
Psychology. Crap, I'm also at a 10%. I'm going to put in some luck for that. Put in five luck to make the success regular.
You believe him.
All right, sounds sincere.
I mean, sure. I think some of us would be up for it. What's the plan? What do you know about Mexico City? What are they doing in Mexico?
Mexico?
Mexico.
I don't. I'm sure there's an NWI office in Mexico, but as far as I know.
See if you can figure out before you meet us this evening what the. What they're doing in Mexico, where their office is. There's something. I think their next offensive is going to be in Mexico City somehow.
Okay.
That's where Lang is.
I'll head back to the office now and look into it. He hands you three badges. They look identical to, you know, kind of the formal. So not the little tourist bins, but. You know, the security cards that the guards and the actual staff were wearing. He hands you three of them.
Okay.
These should get you into the building. I'll meet you. I can meet you just inside the lobby at 11.
Okay.
Just in case. And he hands you a business card. And it is... the card of an FBI agent.
Okay.
By the name of Albertson.
Oh, this is your boss?
Yes. Just in case anything goes wrong, you can get in touch with him and tell him that I told you to get in touch with him, and he should be able to help.
Okay.
I'll see you at 11. And he kind of casually walks away.
Okay.
Whew. Well, seems like fun. Get some explosives. Nice.
Why can't the FBI do this? Jeez. Quite useless.
Well, the FBI will be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the FBI obviously only sees half the problem. I don't think there's any way of getting them to see the true depth of the problem. Felt him out a little bit and seemed kind of, you know, useless.
Okay. Sounds like we have a plan.
So when I see this guy leave, just make sure that, you know, he doesn't go with anyone else, you know. I'll try to follow him for a bit, Jim.
Okay. He basically, you don't see him talk to anyone. He leaves the pier and goes to bus stop.
Okay. So in that case, I'll just stop there and get back to the yard.
Okay.
I think this is the first time somebody's tried to help us in a while. Wonder what's going to go wrong.
FBI.
Yeah. So I think we don't go to any hotel for a while.
Jim, do I recognize Albertson or Albert. His boss's name?
You can make another intelligence roll.
No, I do not. And when they tell me his name, does that joggle anything in my head?
Considering you haven't made any intelligence rolls yet, no.
No, I made the last one.
Oh, that's right, you did.
First one you did.
I did.
Yeah, no,
the first
you,
one I did.
Yeah, you don't recognize the name, you know, but kind of putting it together with the whole story about him being an undercover FBI agent and the business card, you know that you had seen him somewhere before, and now you definitely remember that you saw him at Quantico.
Okay, so he is an FBI agent. That's actually useful. Great. Yeah, no, I agree. We should just wander around the streets until the meeting at 11.
Yeah, it's too bad you guys didn't hit the robot on the head when we were in there before. When you were in there before, but I guess we'll do it now. I wonder where they're building the big one. I wonder if that's what they're doing in Mexico. We should try to find that out.
No, yeah, that makes sense.
If they've already prototyped and tested, you can be sure they're working on getting parts together. Wonder if we can track any shipping stuff. Huh. Well, hopefully this Jurgens guy will do some of that work. Seems like good FBI stuff to do.
Could be a useful backup character.
Yeah.
Well, we need to find out how to salvage the robot.
Salvage the what?
Sabotage the robot.
Oh, sabotage, yeah. Well, I assume he had some idea, but yeah, I think I might want to pick up some fireworks that I can upgrade a little bit.
And did you tell us, Edwin, about the box and things? You're sort of we were all wandering around the piers.
Oh, the remote control thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And why I have my Radio Shack shopping bag. That's sort of my goal for the next couple hours, is to put together the jammer for the remote control.
And right. Because I, you know... Yeah. So it would make sense then that anybody who saw the remote, there was a box in the room, right?
Yes.
With the robot?
Yep.
Does that sound like the same box that Edwin is reading about in the plans?
Yep.
Okay.
Most definitely.
So does that mean, Lionel, do you think you could use the remote control box there to just make the robot, you know, punch itself in the head till it was gone?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if it has fists, but maybe run into a wall or something, or
yeah.
I don't know if there's a self-destruct. I might be able to.
Do we think it has, I mean, is it something we could take with us?
The remote control or the robot?
The rope, both.
I mean, the robot you can certainly use to punch a hole in the lab, it seems like.
Right.
It's charged up.
If we had that, like that
something
would
that help. Probably can't shoot over and over again.
And the robot definitely has arms.
Oh, it does have arms, okay.
Yes.
Proper TV robot.
Yep.
Did I get any sense of what the charge time is on this thing? Like, if, you know, sort of a build it up over an hour and then boom, or is it a pew, pew, pew?
That one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll study the remote control stuff to see if I can figure out how to drive it.
Well, you're already pretty sure you can do that.
Okay, cool.
From studying the plans earlier.
Get familiar, yeah.
You going to build your jamming device?
Definitely want to build my jamming device. I think that'll be a great activity to do at Denny's.
find the booth with the electrical
the
outlet
booth,
to
exactly.
plug a soldering iron into. And
yep.
It's probably not the strangest thing happening in the Denny's.
Probably not.
No. It's probably one of the more legal strange things.
Time passes. Mr. Cockrell solders on some breadboards and the appointed hour draws near.
All right, let's go.
Yep. So how many badges did the guy get?
Three.
I guess there were three of us at the meeting there. I don't know if he had a whole pocket full of them.
No, I think he said he was able to smuggle just a few security badges out, that's why.
So we're supposed to, yeah, so which three of us are going in?
Kimberly puts her hand up.
I'll go in.
I'll put my hand up if no one else wants to go.
Yeah, I guess I'll wait outside with the car ready to take off in case this goes bad.
Benton, you think this is your thing? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, if no one else wants to go, it's better to have more of us than less of us there, right?
Yeah, I can go. Something
awesome.
Goes
no problem.
Out.
Here, and I hand the badge to you.
Okay.
So far I just have Ms. McEwen and Mr. Wheeler. Is that it?
Lionel.
Okay. That's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Great.
Sorry, I got distracted. My bird is being weird. Okay, so three security badges for Ms. McEwen, Mr. Wheeler, and Mr. Cockrell to go in the building. What is everyone else doing?
So I'm in the parking lot with the car, ready to take off at a moment's notice.
I'll also wait with him in the car.
Yeah, probably Dr. Galloway too, for now.
Okay. Sounds fair. We'll just leave Miss Peterson and Miss MacArthur in limbo for the moment. So the offices are dark. The parking lot is mostly empty. There is the, you know, kind of the, just one or two lights on in the building. The entrance, the main entrance is lit.
Just go up to the front door and wave my badge at the, at something.
Yep. There's a little reader there and it beeps and the, you hear a click as the door unlocks.
Head into the lobby.
And you walk into the lobby and you see Mr. Juergens. He steps forward. He looks at you. He looks a little different, though.
Juergens looks different?
Yes.
Different how?
Different in that apparently from the time that you met him until now, he shaved his head.
Oh, dear.
And there appears to be a metal plate at the front of his skull.
Yeah, they put something in his brain.
Good.
Holy cow.
You came.
It is a trap.
Everyone outside in the car... from around the corner, you see a sand roll.
Uh-oh.
Success.
Failure.
Failure.
One point for the success, a D3 for the failure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Three
here, yeah. Uh-huh. Good.
As around the from the corner of the building comes a large, clanking, tracked robot.
Drive!
Its arms waving in the air.
So my thing was to back out. When I saw there was a trap, I was going to back out the front door there.
Okay. You can make a sand roll as you see the robot. Well, everyone else just make a sand roll. Just 23 get it over with.
3 is a success.
Miss McEwen and Mr. Cart, okay. Or Mr. Wheeler, you can go ahead and make your sand rolls.
I'm success.
And that's a success.
Okay.
1 point.
And its arms are kind of waving in the air.
And jam it.
The gun ports are extended and a beam of light flashes out from the robot towards the car and just misses over the top of the car. Pew!
I think we should gun it and then we'll all jump out and crash this thing into it.
Miss McEwen.
I hit it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yep.
Yes.
Your go. We are in dex order.
Yeah, we are. Holy cow.
This is happening inside or outside?
This is happening outside, although you are still inside.
I believe so. Right. So, but I'm in dex. Can we hear what's going on outside?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. Then I guess I'll say, what was that?
Turn and look and see the robot clanking outside. Mr. Patrick.
I will. Can I do a luck roll to see if the car is aimed at the robot or away from it?
Sure.
98.
Which way were you hoping for?
I didn't really have an idea in mind. Oh. I guess that's not really useful. So what's most fun for you?
Well, with a 98,
yeah.
I'm sure the car is not running.
Yeah, That's true.
And like any good 80s action flick, if you try to start it, this is going to be the moment where the car fails to turn over. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is exactly what happened. So I will try to start the engine futilely and then yell at everybody, get out of the car! And open up the door and jump and dive to the ground.
Mr. Wheeler. Stunned into silence by the appearance of
him. Yes. Often.
You're muted, Randall.
Sorry. There you go. Sorry, yes. So now I'll try to look for cover, but kind of heading kind of behind the robot.
Okay.
Try
to make your way around behind
I'll
it.
I'll try to shoot it. Yeah, I'll try to shoot it from behind, but first I want to get out of, you know, his sight. Basically.
Okay. You can start trying to run around it, Dr. Galloway.
I just want to throw myself out of the car and put as much distance as possible between me and the car, okay. And ideally another car between me and the robot as well.
Fair enough. Inside the lobby, Ms. McEwen, you see three security guards come out into the lobby and start running towards you. Mr. Warwick.
I'm going to jump out of the car.
Okay. You can jump out of the car as well and run for cover.
Yep.
Another beam of energy fires out from the robot, passes harmlessly over Mr. Warwick's head. Mr. Cockrell.
I run out with my thumb on the broadcast frequency for the jammer, and with my other hand, I'm pulling my pistol out of my back of my belt, and I'm looking for whoever's driving this puppy. It's got to be someone in the bushes.
Okay. Spot hit and roll.
I'll spend a few points and make that a normal success.
You do not see anyone outside driving it.
Okay.
Miss McEwen, inside the lobby, there are three guards charging towards you.
Oh, jeez.
They have nightsticks.
What's the...
You have a skateboard.
Sucks to be them.
What's Jurgens doing?
He is standing there, staring at you, kind of with a vacant look on his face.
I pull out my gun and I shout at the guards to stay back. Do they
ignore you? Yes, they ignore you.
Can I shoot them?
Sure, you can shoot.
It's all going south. Here we go. Oh, I'm not very good at shooting. What is my firearm skill? Oh, it has gone up. That means that is actually a success. So, 1d10, I guess. Jeez, probably going to kill one of these guards. Not with a 1 point of damage.
Just winged him. Mr. Patrick. Agent Patrick, I apologize.
I guess I will... Yeah, is there anything that looks vulnerable on the robot? You know, an eyepiece or anything like that?
Spot hidden.
07.
What are you writing on your microphone?
That's what it sounds like. Yes, there are a couple exposed. You know, the robot is kind of covered in what looks like armor plating, but there are definitely joints and exposed places where. You can see, you know, you can kind of see through the armor plating and see some wiring and so forth.
I will take a shot at one of those exposed places then.
Okay. Penalty die?
Not necessary. Didn't make it on a regular roll.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler.
So, yeah, pretty much doing the same. Looking for a weak spot.
Spot hidden roll?
No. Zero nine.
Yep. Spot. You can see the same sort of thing. There are definitely some exposed bits in the armor that you could...
Okay. Could shoot there.
Penalty die.
Penalty die?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. That was... yes. It's a hit. Four. Let me see if I can... 7 points of damage.
Nice. Okay. There's an explosion of sparks as you manage to shoot in the gaps in the armor and clearly damaged something. You know, nice explosion of sparks and a little smoke comes out. Dr. Galloway.
Hmm. Well, I have that lifelong dream of getting a tech and handgun skill. So maybe I'll just take a shot at it and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
In case I even hit it. And 99, damn.
Wow.
No tech for me.
Maybe even a malfunction. The three guards charging Miss McEwen, they will swing at you with their nightsticks. The first one, do you want to dodge or fight back?
I would love to dodge, yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to roll? Yes, that's probably a good idea. Oh, just exactly on my dodge. There's a success.
He misses the second one.
I assume
you're going to keep dodging?
Yeah. Keep dodging. That is a success.
Nicely done. And the third one.
That is a hard success.
Oh, very lucky, because he got a hard success as well. You know that last one was close. Mr. Warwick.
Well, I have no kind of fighting skills at all, so
hide in
I
the
guess
bushes.
I'm going to go try and... So it's still... How many people are on Kimberly?
Three.
Okay. Looks like I'm going to try and tackle one of them from the back and rest their nightstick away from them.
Okay, I think you started out, you're outside though, right? So you would have to run inside, so you can run inside and tackle one round.
Okay, perfect.
Jurgens continues to stand there with a vacant look on his face. Another beam of energy fires out from the robot.
So the jammer doesn't do any good against that, huh?
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
All right.
And goes wide over Agent Patrick's head. Mr. Cockrell.
Yeah.
You're trying to use your jammer. Why don't you make me an electrical repair? Let's see if your jammer actually works.
No wonder it's not working. I got 70 out of 66, so that's not a success.
Pressing the button and nothing happens.
Yep. Thumb on the button. Nothing's happening. I'm going to run up to it.
Push it.
Put the... that's not a bad idea. Yeah, actually, that's what I'll do. So I was going to run up to it and put explosives on it, but this is a better idea. I will run up to it because it's obvious that I don't have enough distance, that I'm too far away.
Okay.
So that's the push, just to get closer. And obviously, I'm in danger. I assume that's enough to be in danger.
That sounds fair.
09.
Woo!
You hear a hum as you kind of slap your machine a couple times, jiggle it, run up, press the button again. There's a hum as your machine comes to life, and there's kind of a...
Oh, boy.
As the lights on the robot dim and the arms kind of drop.
Oh, boy.
Ms. McEwen. You see Mr. Warwick running into the building towards you and the three guards surrounding you.
Who was it, Jim?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, right.
Oh, I'm muted. That's probably why you can't hear me. So where do I... Is anyone heading further into the building?
Nope. There are three guards attacking you. Mr. Juergens is kind of calmly watching everything. And Mr. Warwick running your way to your assistance.
Okay. I would like to use my skateboard, if possible, to get some distance between me and these guards. So just try and confuse them a bit.
Like by swinging it or by jumping on
no,
it?
No, by jumping on it and skating away. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give me a skateboard roll.
Can I give you a dex roll?
No skill in the skateboard, huh?
Unfortunately not. I do not even have...
The truth is out.
She's just a poser.
Poser. Wow. All these months, we didn't know.
Dex roll.
I'm very dexterous.
That's true.
That's a normal success.
Okay, you can try to start skating away from them. Agent Patrick.
I guess I will jump back in the car and see if I can get it started again.
Okay. You certainly can start the car up. Mr. Wheeler.
Okay, so one more shot now that I have spotted a weakness in the robot. So,
isn't the robot stopped?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can still shoot
it. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be destroyed.
It is still shooting, right?
No.
No, the robot is not appears anymore? To be powered down. Or is
oh,
not moving.
Nice. Okay. So I'll look around. Sorry, I missed a bit. I'll look around and just wait. If the guards get too close
who's operating it?
Yeah.
Who's got to be driving this thing?
I look around to see if I can spot anyone, Jim.
Spot hidden roll.
Look up there.
I pass the spot.
Yep. You see someone inside the building through one of the office windows. I'm holding a box that you recognize and try and fiddling with it.
Can I shoot from here?
There would be at least one penalty die because you're shooting through the window, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if it is protected or not. That is a hit.
Roll damage.
So let's just some damage and let's see what happens. 10 points of damage.
Woo!
Nice.
Whoever it is falls to the ground. You see him disappear below the window.
Awesome.
Dr. Galloway.
Cool. Yes. I want to get in on the car that's getting started now. Back inside it. Maybe try to unjam my gun if I can do that.
Fair enough. The three guards run after Ms. McEwen. Could you give me another dex roll, Ms. McEwen?
I would love to. Yep.
Skateboarding in circles around the office. One of them does manage to get close enough to take a swing at you.
I would like to. Can I fight back from a skateboard?
I'm going to say probably not.
That's sad.
I will let you dodge, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's that is not quite an extreme success, but it's definitely a hard.
Okay. And that was another one that was very, very close. As you're skating circles around the lobby there, Mr. Warwick, you burst into the lobby. Kimberly is on her skateboard. And guards chasing after her.
Come on, Kimberly. Let's go.
Okay,
Seems like she has a handle on it, and I'm going to run back towards the car that I heard start up.
Okay. Mr. Cockrell.
It makes me sad to have to do this, but I don't think we're going to recover the remote, so I'm going to attempt to pack some my little altered fireworks around the robot, keeping my thumb on the thing, on the jammer, and see if I can blow some of this thing up.
Okay. Demolitions, or explosives, or whatever your...
Pyrotechnics, yep. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be a success. No.
Okay.
Sadly not. So it goes, presumably, but not.
Yep. You mount them, pack it in, and light the fuse as you run away. And there's a nice little fireworks display that's all clearly just on the outside of this robot. Miss McEwen.
I would like to do as I was told and get out of there. So.
Okay. I presume everyone is running for the car at this moment.
Yeah.
And jump in the car, roar away. The guards kind of run after you as you drive away.
Boy, they got to him quickly.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I don't feel like we're particularly safe.
Should we call the FBI?
Yeah, we definitely call his boss. They're inside man.
Yeah,
right. Let them know what happened.
Yeah,
right.
So we foresaw this.
And then off to Mexico City.
That's true. This might give them the evidence they need to do a raid.
As you guys are driving away from the building, can I get a spot hidden roll?
Uh-oh. The guy gets back up.
That's a success.
Hard success.
Okay.
That's an extreme success.
You see a large explosion behind you.
Oh. Well, I can't say we shouldn't have expected that.
And a gout of fire blasts into the sky and then starts kind of slowly cascading down and rolling outwards.
Did one of you do that?
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't. That was our plan, though, wasn't it?
Rory?
In a way.
Have you seen Rory?
In a way that you have definitely seen before. At least twice.
Oh, I wonder if yeah, it's just too money. Yeah.
But this was when the spirit things blew up, the gods. I mean, this was like the big explosions.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
Yes, we failed once again.
Well, except I guess NWI's been destroyed, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, that's
why did
a good thing.
They want to destroy it.
We just haven't fully succeeded yet, Randall.
Do you think?
Well, the robot may have blown up and caused a dimensional rift.
Well, or the machine, I don't know. Maybe they tried to run the machine again or something. He destroyed the machine. I mean, the robot, as far as I could tell, was just a normal electronics thing, but. Maybe that energy ray is a. If something goes wrong with it, I suppose it's possible. So this seems like an explosion that would have taken out the whole building.
And some of the surrounding area.
Yes. And more? Yeah, okay, wow. Maybe my fireworks went off belatedly again. I don't know.
What's that line? You can always tell where we've been by the explosions behind us.
Awesome. Yeah. That's insane. Okay.
And I think this will be a good place to leave it for today.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. It finally was a trap.
Yeah, pretty cool.
But it was just
Helpful enough. Picture of the robot. Nice.
Cool.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
This would make an interesting pulp campaign, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was feeling very pulpy as I was like, I got to work on a jammer and a...
Except we don't have the...
The hit points or the additional abilities, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the weird science, yeah. But that's pretty awesome.
Cool. So I will not be here next weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because of Gen Con.
Yep.
Does that mean the weekend after? No, it's not. Not yet. Okay. Several weekends after.
Yeah, several weekends.
Anyone have a one-shot for next weekend?
I might have a little something, yes.
Okay.
I'll confirm on the email.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Cool.
Alrighty,
have fun at Gen Con, Jim.
We'll talk tomorrow. We still have tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow, but, yeah.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Cool. All right. Cheers.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Later.
Bye.
Have a good one.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.